Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. Well, the rushing floodwaters from the Floyd River has severed a natural gas line, which has affected at least 95 Lamar's residents and businesses. That gas line was located beneath the river near the Highway 3 bridge next to the Lamar's Little League. The ruptured gas line was noticed by nearby residents at around 10 a.m. yesterday morning when they could detect an odor from the leaking gas. MidAmerican Energy crews are still working to resolve that problem. Jeff Greenwood serves as the spokesperson for MidAmerican Energy.
Yeah, that's a 4-inch gas main, and we experienced trouble at around 11 o'clock when the line ruptured. The damage was caused by high levels of water, of course, in the Floyd River that we're experiencing right now. At 11:30, we were able to shut off the supply to that main, and we were able to stop the leak. This outage affects approximately 95 customers, most of whom are in a mobile home park, but not all. So we're in the process right now of turning off gas to those customers, are turning off gas lines to those customers just to make sure everything is safe. We'll be locking meters and leaving door tags on the homes of the affected customers.
MidAmerican Energy officials were working throughout the evening to restore gas service to the trailer court last night.
We're working right now to restore the gas supply to the system, but it's going to take us some time. We're putting together a plan right now to restore service. We expect that the customers should be restored sometime this evening. Again, we're still working on our plan right now, but we're working as quickly and as safely as we can. We are happy to report that there were no injuries, nothing associated with this event, and so we are just working on the restoration efforts as we speak.
Lamar's Fire Chief Dave Shipper says officials are examining their available options. One of those options would be to ask the Iowa Department of Transportation if they would allow a temporary gas line to be installed under the Highway 3 bridge.
The line that ruptured actually was bored under the river, and I think with, you know, the volume of water and the speed of the current, it has uprooted that gas line and broke it. So they're looking at a couple temporary fixes. One would be to bring a bottle truck into the trailer court and tie into the gas main that feeds the residents and the trailers out there. The other option is working with DOT, which we're trying right now, to see if there is a way to attach a line to the bridge itself to get temporary service out to those folks.
Shipper says both options may be difficult to achieve since so much of western Iowa has encountered major problems due to the flooding.
Yeah, we're hoping temporarily to get that bottle truck up here that would fix that problem tonight. Of course, with all the flooding around the area, Dennis, those bottle trucks are in high demand, for lack of better terms. So we have been given the okay so far that we're going to get one. I just don't know what or when I should say that's going to show up.
Greenwood says that the utility company has been busy because of the disruptions of service that the flood has created to customers throughout western and central Iowa.
Yeah, we haven't had a situation like this, but we certainly have experienced some impacts throughout western and southwestern Iowa. We are experiencing some difficulties in Missouri Valley as floodwaters are a major concern there. We've had a lot of concern at the Nishnabotna River, though fortunately that is going down. It went up very quickly in southwest Iowa. We were concerned about the area of Avoca. So we do have some trouble spots, but fortunately in the smaller tributaries, those waters went up very quickly, but they're also going down somewhat quickly. Of course, things are made worse when you have ice flows, when you have a rapid melt, and then those ice flows start to flow down the creeks and rivers and cause some trouble.
Long term, Greenwood expects additional concerns along both the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers.
We expect some longer term issues along the Missouri River and down the road, probably in eastern Iowa, along the Mississippi River as well. So lots of impacts statewide because of flooding.
The latest information indicates that two bottle-type tanker trucks are parked at the trailer court feeding natural gas into the mobile trailer park facilities. Each of the residents within the trailer court were able to relight their furnaces and are getting natural gas through the trucks to supply their heating and cooking needs. Many of the streets that were closed due to the flooding waters are now beginning to open. Lamar's Fire Chief Dave Shipper says that both Marble and Mahogany Avenues are open, allowing residents living near the golf course to have access to their homes and to downtown.
That is now open. We opened that around noontime today, or just a little before. Of course, before we could open that, we had to have some city crews out there with payloaders and motor graders to get the debris off the road, including large ice chunks that actually looked like concrete slabs or jersey barriers. We did the same thing last night about 6:30 on Marble Avenue to get the folks to Willow Run off Highway 3. But, yeah, everything is open back up as far as drivable roads to get to the Willow Run Boulevard and our North Greenview addition. So those are able to be traveled now by any type of vehicle. For a while, we were no travel. Then we were down to, you know, higher raised SUV-type vehicles, and now we're allowing any vehicle on there as of noon today.
Shipper says that the Floyd River, since reaching its peak on Thursday evening, has now been receding.
The Floyd, we currently speak, is at 21.8 feet, 21.8. So we're down 4 foot from where we were last night or early in this morning, in the early wee hours of the morning around 3 a.m. We're down 4 foot. So it is falling away fairly quickly. They had actually told us originally that we would stick around 24 feet through the day today, and we're at 21.8, so it's fallen even faster than the Weather Service had predicted. The Willow, of course, has dropped considerably overnight, and that allowed us to open Marble Avenue actually last night.
Shipper says that there's still a lot of snow north of Plymouth County that needs to melt and will eventually make its way here, perhaps as additional flood waters. State Representative Dr. Tom Gennery and State Senator Jim Carlin have canceled their town hall meetings that were scheduled for today to be held at Mobile and Kingsley. Representative Gennery says that the reason that they canceled the meetings is so that the two lawmakers can actually have the opportunity to view the damage from the recent flooding. And Governor Kim Reynolds has issued a disaster proclamation on Friday in response to flooding and flash flooding that began on March 13th and continuing. That proclamation is now including Plymouth County. Other northwest Iowa counties include Buena Vista, Cherokee, Clay, Dickinson, and Emmett. On Thursday, Governor Reynolds declared 21 other counties as eligible for emergency funding. They included O'Brien, Ida, Monona, Sioux, and Woodbury counties. And that is a look at your news this morning here on KLEM.